While we're on the subject of the weather,
mm.
I've noticed something. And it's not anything unusual for this time of year, but I feel like the sheer volume and amount and number that I'm seeing is unusual.
Okay.
And I'm talking about puddles of water.
Yes.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to say, producer Kerrod, can I just say thank you?
I know that this segment is going to make you so happy. So even if we get no calls, at least we've got that out of it.
Kerrod, he's so sweet.
He's lovely.
Well,
lovely.
We have a mixed fam, a glorious mixed fam.
Yeah.
And I know that they are always prepared to come to the rescue when I'm having a throw of the stumps.
Yes.
Especially when I don't really know where it is that this is meant to go. Bless you, Kimber, twice.
Honey, Pete's got an idea that's going nowhere. Should we give him a call and help him out?
Absolutely. Right.
That's the attitude.
And we've got tickets to Cruel Intentions, the musical with hit 90s songs, opens at Regal Theatre this August. Get tickets at cruelintentions.com.au. Call now to win a double pass.
What happens if it accidentally goes somewhere? This could work.
It could work. It could work. But I remember the last time I did the Where Did You See the Cow phoner?
Yes.
Mix fam piled in.
Yes, they
so
did.
So thank you very much, Mix fam. And I've got total belief in you that you go again. Look at
they're already ringing.
Already. Yes! I haven't even asked the question
131060, call and talk about your puddle.
You guys are the best. And that's literally it. I just want to talk about puddles this morning because there are some epic puddles going on. I feel like there's a lot of puddles going on. There's more water in this city than we have ever seen in our entire lives.
Well, we were all out together yesterday. And we were in a car park that was so flooded that some ducks had made the car park home.
That's correct.
That's how much water is around.
They weren't just hanging out in the car park. They were swimming in the puddle in the car park.
Everything's a swimming pool. Everywhere you look right now, there are swimming pools all over the place. Yeah. There's potholes appearing, and they're like makeshift swimming pools that are appearing as well. There's some cars that disappeared down those potholes. We'll never see them or those people ever again. It is incredible how much water is around Perth right now.
Even my backyard's doing this, Pete. I've got fake turf, and it's really rubbish fake turf. It's been in a very long time.
Yes.
Its days are well numbered. Like, it's over. But
did you hear what Kimber just did? Well numbered.
Well
very water
good.
Done,
Kimber.
Very good. But it's really bad. But the water won't go through the lawn anymore and drain away.
Yes.
It's just staying
saturated.
On top.
Yep.
So I've just got my whole backyard is a puddle.
And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to waterlog you.
Oh.
I'm going to log your story.
Okay.
Yeah. So give us a call, 131060. This is called.
You're going to waterlog it with the department.
I will. I've been trying not to speak too much because I know how long Pete's been cutting this audio, and I'm waiting for him to play his little.
Here we go.
And it's called "What Are You Talking About?" That's the
love it.
That's the name
love
of the
it.
Segment, right?
Yep.
Now, maybe it just happened to you. Water. Right. Okay. Maybe it happened to a group of you. Water.
Right, okay.
Maybe you don't like it, or maybe you do. What a
brilliant!
But give us a call, 131060.
What a feeling.
What are you talking about? Because there's so much water around right now.
It's so stupid. I love it.
I believe in you, Mix Fam.
Michelle in Jindalee. What are you talking about?
Hey guys, I'm talking about Hungry Jack's at Jindalee.
Oh, what's going on there?
It's like a river just outside the front door in the car park. So I drop my girl off there for work in the mornings, and it is horrendous. It's like a river.
Michelle and Jindalee, you have been waterlogged. there you go.
It's officially reported. I'm sure if people look this up on Google Maps, they're going to start getting some notifications.
Jordan's in Heathridge. Jordan, what are you talking about?
So just around Currumbine Primary School, there's a roundabout, and the whole roundabout is just drenched in water. Like, cars are going around it, and it's like a tsunami every time you go through it all the way around.
Nice. Nice one, Jordan.
Oh, Jordan, you have been waterlogged. Look, Jordan's pumped.
He's
pumped.
Absolutely
pumped. Yeah. Mal in Bankshire Grove, good morning. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ridiculous puddles on the Mitchell Freeway that are where the new roadworks are and have been sandbagged.
Oh, really?
Really?
They've sandbagged. I love when you said where the roadworks are. And in Perth at any point, the Mitchell Freeway has literally been under roadworks for about 10 years.
And I'm still driving past the roadworks.
Yeah.
Melanie. You've been waterlogged.
Waterlogged.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant.
You got one final one here, shall we?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
Troy in Wilson. What are you talking about?
Hey, how the cool kids going?
Oh, mate, Troy.
So good.
We'll let you know when we find them.
Okay, so every night I do a lap around the river, 10K loop of, you know, the bridges.
Yep. Oh, beautiful, yep. Yeah.
And there's a spot behind the fisheries department there where the cycle path and the footpath are both underwater. So, and the fisheries have actually got a footpath out the front that they've fenced off. So if you're willing enough to brave the high tide, you can keep your feet dry by getting under the fence and getting out of the puddles. But I don't know what these electric scooter riders are going to do. No. Because... Oh,
good luck to them, I say, Troy. Good luck to them.
And kind of appropriate that there's a big puddle near the fisheries department.
Yeah. Yeah. Fishing in the puddles.
Yeah.
Troy, you've been waterlogged.
Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
I
feel like, because there's so many calls, like, you know, when our boss says to us, you know what, if you get heaps and heaps of calls, you should just keep going through the morning and just, I feel like we should.
She has said that.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, look, if there's more water, we'll bring it back. What do you reckon?
It was fun. Hang on. Producer Rami?
Yeah, we got stacks more calls to get through.
Okay. Keep going.
An hour later.
Keep calling.
Just keep going till 10, shall we? What do you reckon?
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
It's National Science Week.
All right.
And the theme for National Science Week is glass.
I love that.
Amazing stuff when you think about glass.
Well, amazing stat that you gave to us off the air, actually. Can I just say I didn't know this?
Go on.
That we're running out of the sand necessary to make glass.
I believe so. It's not just any old sand that makes glass. It has to have the right amount of silica or something in it. Anyway,
that's crazy.
We've got someone here who can actually probably answer that question rather than me.
Well, yeah. She is scientist Ang Harrod from SciTech, and she joins us now. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We get excited about Science Week each year because it is a great opportunity, we know, for kids to get really involved in science. And I think even as adults, there are still plenty of things that surprise me now that I'm older.
Yeah.
Are you finding when kids are coming into SciTech, we've probably still got some of the things that the rest of us grew up on, but lots of new advancements?
Absolutely, yeah. I think... I regularly have conversations with people when I mention that I work at SciTech, and they say, have you got the big heart? Or have you got can I still race Kathy Freeman? And we do definitely like to bring out some of those retro exhibits for people, but we've got lots of fun new things going on all the time at SciTech as well, definitely.
It's a brilliant place.
We can't do National Science Week without doing an experiment.
No.
And it's breakfast radio. So what do we do during breakfast radio? One of the favourite things to do in here is eat toast.
Yeah.
Now, I was wondering if you could help us with something here. Because this is one of those myths that toast will always land butter side down,
yes,
no matter what height you drop it from. So, is that the case?
That's not true, is it?
I have never seen a piece of toast hit butter side up.
Proven.
Ever.
Just think that's just like, isn't that just because you're pessimistic? You notice how many times it hits face down or not?
Well, you know, I'm the eternal optimist. So,
it's because of the magnetic pull of the Earth's core attracted to the molecules within the butter. Something like that? No, maybe.
Now, scientifically, what is that the case, or is it just that we notice it more? Like, what's the deal there?
Well, the funny thing is, when I thought about talking to you guys about this, I was sure that about a week ago I dropped a piece of toast and it landed butter side up. And so I looked into this. And a lot of people have looked into it, actually. And how it works is that generally when you drop a piece of toast, say it slides off your hand or it slides off a table, it goes on a bit of an angle, right? One side falls first. So what happens is that side starts to fall first. So the piece of toast starts to spin. Now, most tables are roughly the same height.
Yes.
So it's only got a certain amount of space or a certain amount of time in which to spin before it hits the ground. So most of the time... it will do a half turn, and by that point, it's hit the ground and it's butter side down.
Right. Okay.
So what if we were to, like, drop it from a higher height?
Exactly.
Like, if I went, say, like, here, the balcony off the building here at Mix.
Yes.
And just dropped it into the streets of Subiaco, is it likely to land butter side down? It's just random chance.
Exactly. It's because when it was... people tested this by throwing pieces of toast up into the air.
Yes.
And they found it was 50-50. They landed either way.
Okay. Well, in that case, Matt, you go to the bottom.
Done.
I reckon we head out there now. I've got toast.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to butter some toast. I might even Vegemite it. Will that change the science experiment, though?
Yeah, does that change things if there's Vegemite on as well?
Only one way to find out.
Oh, I just thought it would be easier to see from above.
Yes,
so
it would
if
be.
You go down, Maddie, and then you decide whether the 5-second rule applies and if you'd like to take a bite of it.
Okay, thank you for putting the power back in my hands.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to come back in a tick and we're going to find it. We're going to bust this myth. Scientist Hank Harrod, thank you so much. People can come and get involved at SciTech anytime. Just go and check out the website and looking forward to getting over there. SciTech.org.au for more details and enjoy National Science Week.
Awesome.
Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Okay, we're back on Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5. And moments ago when we were talking to scientist Ang Harrod from SciTech about National Science Week, this was mentioned.
Okay, well, in that case, Matt, you go to the bottom.
Done.
I reckon we head out there now. I've got toast.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to butter some toast. I might even Vegemite it. Will that change the science experiment, though?
Yeah, does that change things if there's Vegemite on as well?
Only one way to find out.
Oh. So we're performing our own science experiment about which way the slice of toast for breakfast that we've got this morning is going to fall from the balcony. Kimber, Maddie, have I got you?
You sure do, Pete.
Yes, I'm here also, Pete.
Okay, great.
I love this drone music. It's the drone music that says you might be about to win $5 million
yes.
or you're about to find out where the toast goes.
I keep feeling like Diane from Chittering's going to pick up the phone.
Now, can you confirm the spread that's actually been used, Kimber?
I have gone with butter and Vegemite, particularly because I thought from up here I would like to see if it lands Vegemite side down.
Okay.
Or up, you know, it's just right. More obvious.
Yeah, got ya. Yeah.
So I'm not going to be dramatic about it. I'm not going to throw it up in the air. Or I'm going to be doing what the average person would do in the kitchen, where they're going to butter the toast and they make a mistake and they drop it out of their hand.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Full flight.
But
I like it.
I reckon Kimber's probably about six or seven meters above me. So it's, slightly higher than the average kitchen table.
This was the whole point. The whole point was average kitchen table, usually, you know, they've tested it 50-50, but it's because that... it's because of the general heights across kitchen tables pretty much the same. So we thought, all right, let's go higher. So how many metres do you reckon could you estimate where you guys are?
6 or 7 metres?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
So around about 6 or 7 kitchen tables. Okay. feel free to take it away when you're ready.
Okay, right, cool. I've got the toast. I'm going to put the mic down so I can use my best fake acting buttery hands. Here we go.
Okay. It's just me now, Pete.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Kimber is pretending to butter... And she's about to... Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Okay.
That was a good solid thwack.
The toast has landed Vegemite side down.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Vegemite side down.
Wow.
And as we said before, 5-second rule.
You're bloody beauty.
Hey, Matt, throw it back up. I'll throw again. Best of three.
All right, you guys...
He missed. And just slapped the Vegemite onto the side of our building.
I love it. There's a smear of that.
One? No, go again, though. Up. Oh, it landed Vegemite side down again on the balcony.
Yeah, I think we've confirmed it here, guys, that it's Vegemite side down.
Okay, it's all right. One more time. All right, prosperity. Ready?
Okay, go on.
Whoops. Oh, here we go.
Oh, Vegemite side up. Well, we have to do it once more.
Okay,
throw it back up.
Now, it should be said...
Do we actually have to do it once
more? The experiment has changed because I took a bite out of it.
It's true.
So that's changed its flight.
Yeah, right.
But watching Matt throw the Vegemite back up...
Well, I think they call that a variable, Maddie.
It's a variable, yeah. I'm using my left hand, so it's...
Frisbee! Vegemite side up.
Uh-huh.
And one more.
Okay, I'm going to try and get the thwack.
Okay, ready? Whoops!
Vegemite side up.
Up! Oh my goodness!
Hey,
I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, it's questionable. It's questionable.
All right, good chat.
Yeah, just feel good about yourself.
Okay. Well, come back in here now.
Okay.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Just quickly, guys, a tweet has appeared.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's gone all the way back to August 19, 2010 to find this tweet from Scott Morrison, MP.
Uh-huh.
And it says, if Labor wins, we won't know who is running the country, let alone who is finance, defence or foreign affairs minister.
Okay.
Which is quite poignant given what's going on the last sort of couple of days with ScoMo.
Hypocritical. Right. Yes. Yeah, the fallout continues from Scott Morrison. I mean, some people are probably sitting there going, well, what does it matter? But Scott Morrison secretly got sworn in to be quite a few portfolios that other people were running, like Minister of Finance, Minister of Education, that kind of thing, and didn't know that their leader, the Prime Minister, was basically in shadowing them, right?
Yeah. So it's like just gave himself a few extra jobs and thought, that's fine, I can do that. And no one seems to be doing anything about it. We're all outraged. Well, some of us. But,
some of us.
But now we're just, this is just it. Now we just find out that's what he's done. We've got to go along with it. But whether you like him or not, this is very clever. So Remix Matrix is a person who puts together a bunch of these remixes that you see quite often with politicians and celebrities and things. In a very clever way, where he goes through all the press conferences and puts them all together to make a statement.
Yes.
Responsible for pieces like Donald Trump and Piers Morgan Fall in Love, the Scott Morrison's Last Ditch election pitch. There are a few different ones in the past, but this one is outstanding. I think he's really outdone himself. It is Scott Morrison appoints himself as Dark Shadow Master to steal everyone's jobs.
Morning, everyone. I'm here today because you might recall I used to be the Prime Minister. I had one focus, but I wanted more jobs, and so I gave myself thousands of jobs. I had jobs, and more jobs. From Home Affairs to Health to the ADF to Treasury to a whole range of different parts of government. I had greater power, greater stealth. I was lurking, hiding in plain sight, like a rat in the roof. I wanted to cling on to power using whatever tool or tactic I had available to me, and by building the foundations and pillars of an autocratic and authoritarian regime, eventually I would have taken the jobs of Australians too. One by one, family by family, community by community. I wanted all their wonderful jobs. Until they were all gone. However, you don't know about the even more extreme forms of control which I could have had very, very soon. Including a plan to kill large numbers of my ministers and replace them with highly trained, compliant clones who would not threaten my leadership and would always obey. My job was to have them crushed by brutality. And I would be the evil, dark shadow master, king of all the land for a very, very long time, forever into the future.
Ooh. Very good. Very good.
It doesn't matter what side of the political fence you sit on. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's clever. If you've got the time to put that together.
Totally. And we say that we want, you know, honest politicians with great integrity, but what would comedians do?
Yeah, 100%.
He's the stylish, award-winning food journo who's no stranger to critiquing dishes, and he started handing out scores alongside Manu on MKR. Please welcome Matt Preston.
Well, hello. How are you?
Oh, so well, mate. It's Pete here. I've got Matt and Kimber here as well.
Hi. Monsieur Hi. Preston.
Matt, Kimber, how are you? Lovely to hear your voices.
Thank you, buddy.
You'll have to forgive my voice a little bit, Matt. I was it was a big weekend at the footy over the past weekend.
Oh, it was a big weekend. Are you a Fremantle supporter?
Mad Fremantle supporter. Mm. Just a crazy, wow. Crazed fan of the Frio.
And this job comes second, yes. Pete. So yeah. that's how he...
In fairness, I think that's totally understandable. Yeah, it's totally understandable. And as we're about to face our own derby against Carlton next week, I fully understand the pleasure of beating your sworn enemy.
Oh, you're a Collingwood supporter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask, is that where... Because I'm on your Instagram, I follow you. Not too close, of course, that'd be stalking. But the second most recent post that you've got up there, you're wearing my favourite pants. And they're actually the pants that the first time I met you, you were wearing those pants as well. Yeah, they're the black and white striped pants. Are they Pies pants?
They are Pies pants. They're Pies pants. And they are, and not only are they Pies pants, but they're also cheap Pies pants, because that's what the Pies are not an expensive club. We're a down-to-earth club, and they're made with IKEA curtain fabric.
Are you following Matt on Instagram or it's like an OnlyFans page?
Also, our Matt here wears pies pants, but they're literally just pies in his pockets.
Now, mate, you're back on our screens, which we love. And, of course, last night's episode, you were down in our beautiful Great Southern region, which a lot of people will have heard of the Margaret River region of Western Australia, but the Great Southern, which is Albany, Denmark, these sorts of places, is really having a bit of a renaissance or its time in the sun. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. And look, I haven't been there for probably 16 years, and it was as beautiful as I remembered it. I've got great friend Anna Gehr, lives in Denmark, yeah. So caught up with her and her partner. We went out and had lunch together. That was really good. Manu went out exploring the nightlife of Albany.
Oh yeah.
Before I arrived.
How was that?
It's quite fancy now. A lot of people have moved down to the Great Southern, you know, to open vineyards or open distilleries or you know, make cheese or do all that kind of stuff. But I remember going to Albany the first time when I was there. It's the only place in the world where I looked at the pub and I went, why has that pub got chicken wire on the inside of the windows, not the outside? And my local friend down there went, mate, you'd not be here on a Saturday night at closing time. That's when everything gets thrown around. And I was like, oh, okay, I won't be going to that pub then.
Matt, having you on the show now, I mean, you know, when people were saying, oh, Nigella's coming for dinner, everyone was prepping for her. You're such a sweetheart. We've met you many times. But have you ever just turned to producers and gone, look, can we play some kind of trick on the guests? When I rock up, can I be this type of person at dinner? Or do you just think no one would go for it?
Isn't that interesting? Look, I think automatically, and you know, when you first meet me, I'm a big unit, right? I'm 6 foot in the boots, or maybe 6'5", 6'6". And I look scary and imposing. And obviously, you know that I'm a puppy dog.
Yep.
I mean, we've talked for, you know, 10, 15 years. So you know what I'm like. So in a way, I don't need to do that. That's already happening. They're already sitting there. And it normally takes about halfway through the incident restaurant, you know, as you would have seen last night, when people go, oh, okay, I get him. He's not going to demand the firstborn. He's not suddenly going to have his eyes aren't going to go red like something out of Lucifer. He's going to start.
He's just a bloke in pie pants.
He's just a bloke who wants decent food.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Mate, it's really nice catching up with you. MKR continues tonight, and of course, don't forget to watch it to play along in our MKR 30K Cuisine. Matt Preston, always a pleasure, mate. We'll catch up soon.
Great, lovely talking to you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Guys, I'm hooked on something that I don't want to be. And it was never my intention. And I was basically looking for something to throw on the TV the other day. And I had guests staying over, sleeping in the other room. And I was like, I don't want to wake anybody. So I'll just put on a show with some subtitles and I'll just watch it in silence. And so I put on a really mind-numbing nothing show because I was like, I'm just doing the dishes and I don't really care what it is. And I picked a reality TV show on Netflix called Insiders.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm not really into reality TV, so it's not my general pick. But I was like, oh, okay, well, we'll just give it a go. And it started out pretty innocent. And I was like, okay, this is how they've tricked them, because they know that reality TV people or contestants, people who are interested in that kind of thing,
yeah,
are certain performers now.
Yes.
They know what they're getting. They know what they have to do. They know the careers that could come of it. And so you can't really get that old school Big Brother experience you used to get.
You can't be the quiet guy in the corner.
No, you know,
work.
And yeah. I guess everyone sort of knows there's a strategy and there's a gameplay and everyone's aware they're being filmed. And so this show went, well, let's trick them a bit. We'll get them to sign all of the paperwork to say, yeah, I've got no problem being in this show. And then we'll tell them, you get to come into the house now, but actually we haven't done final casting yet. So in this final week of living in this house, we're going to do a few more tests. And they mess with their heads. They're like, hey, you're not actually the perfect contender yet because you haven't shown enough empathy, but you are showing too much assertiveness.
Okay.
And so they're all starting to cater their personalities in the hope that they get chosen to be on this show and win 100,000 euros.
This reality TV is crazy.
They're quite clever about it, because what they're doing is while they're in the house, they still have staff coming in and fitting cameras and fitting, so they think the place isn't ready. Yes. And they're saying to them, look, you're not filmed in this room. There's no cameras in this room. Of course, it's all lies and they're being filmed all the time.
Okay.
So they're already in the show and don't know it yet, right? But I thought, oh, this is a really easy premise. I get what they're doing. This will be light and fun. Two episodes in, oh, my God, total game changer.
Mm.
They're going, what are you prepared to do to get in this show? And they're all going, oh, heaps. I'll do anything you want. You know, and in the interview process, they're like, cool, you're prepared to come hunting with us? Yeah, I'll go hunting. Like, I'll do whatever you want, because they all want to get in. Until they come into a room one at a time. They're not allowed to tell anyone else why they're in the room or what they're doing in there. And they are just casually told, well, if you want to get into this show, you're going to have to kill a rabbit.
You have to shoot one of the rabbits.
Okay.
You shoot the rabbit, not the side or the top or the bottom, okay? You have to shoot the rabbit.
Okay, if I miss, then I miss, but I'll try to hit it, you know?
No!
If you decide to shoot, you have to shoot to kill. Okay?
I'm prepared for anything. I've always told you that.
What?
Right?
Now,
I know the voiceovers sound weird, and that's because it is Spanish and it has been dubbed. So they are the dubbed voices. I don't recommend you watch it with that on because it's awful. But dead set, the people are rocking up going, I'll kill a rabbit. Watch me go.
Oh my God.
One guy says, nah, not touching
it. I won't do it. I'm not going to kill any animal for any television show because these are my principles, and 50,000, 100,000 euros do not buy my principles. And I want to be here and I want to participate, and I am sorry, but I can't do this.
Bad, terrible voiceover, as I said.
Great acting from the voiceover guy.
Isn't that astounding?
Yeah.
So now I can't stop watching, because this is the darkest part of human nature, because now that poor guy is in a house with a bunch of people that he knows were prepared to go in and shoot rabbits.
Right.
To get in. Now you're living with psychopaths.
Yes.
You're living with psychopaths. And
You just called my nonno a psychopath.
Yeah,
you're talking,
To get in a reality TV show?
Uncle Joe.
What? You would not go in and shoot a rabbit.
No, not to get into a reality TV show.
A beautiful, fluffy bunny, white.
No, absolutely not to get into a reality TV show. That is ridiculous. Yeah. But we're getting very close to it, like... We're getting very close to Hunger Games.
This is, it's Squid Games now, and it's Hunger Games in another season.
Yeah.
Insiders on Netflix. Gross. I'm in.